Okay, this file is very simple and straightforward. Tonight, when you go to bed, you will find yourself completely and utterly paralyzed. And then, after that, you will find yourself raped. And then you will fall asleep, completely helpless from beginning to end, and quite possibly enjoying it all. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just listen and relax. Deeper and deeper. Further and further. Tonight, when you go to bed, shortly after you lay down, you'll discover that you are completely and utterly paralyzed, frozen where you are. You won't be able to move a muscle. Your eyes will still be open, but your body just simply won't move. No, it won't move at all. You'll be lying there, helpless, unable to say a word, unable to say anything, unable to move so much as a finger. Imagine it, laying there on your bed, completely and utterly helpless and incapable of any movement at all. As you lie there, you'll hear something. You'll hear something. You won't see anything at first. You won't be able to, because you won't be able to turn your head to see what the sound is coming from. What you will hear is the sound of men. Strange men. Strange men walking into your room. You'll hear them there. You'll hear them. And then you'll feel a hand reach over and say, "Is it working?" And the other one will laugh and say, "Yes, it's working. She can't move a muscle." And then somebody will put a piece of tape over your eyes, and you won't be able to see a thing. They'll be stuck shut, but you'll hear them moving around in your room. And then you'll feel them. One of them will begin cutting off your clothing, cutting it off of your body until you are completely and utterly naked. You may want to scream, you may want to fight, you may want to move or struggle, but you will not be able to. You will be there, on your bed, laying there, listening to the sounds about you, completely and utterly helpless to move. Then you'll feel it. You'll feel a man's hand pawing your breasts, squeezing them, twisting them, pulling on them, laughing, watching you. You want to moan. You want to fight. You want to do something, but you can't do anything. You can't move at all. You're frozen there and dead, unable to move in any way, shape, or form as they touch you. feel their hands touching you, pawing at you. There must be at least two or three of them, maybe even more. You really can't be sure. After all, they all haven't said anything. I'm pretty sure there's at least three. You don't know. All you know is that they're there, touching you, feeling you, enjoying you, laughing at your predicament. One of them reaches his hand between your legs. You can feel it now, his hand reaching down there and touching you, reaching down there and actually playing with your clit, playing with it, ever so gently, and then ever so roughly, laughing, saying, "My God, she's wet!" But they just don't stop. No, they're not done with you yet. One of them says, "Well, I'm the one that drugged her. I go first." Climbs on top of you, pushes your legs apart. You can't fight it. You can't move at all. Your legs just simply flop apart as he climbs on you, grabbing your breasts and cramming himself inside of you. Yes, that's right. Cramming himself inside of you. He's a big man. A big, strong man as he holds you down. Not that you could struggle, not that you can even move. You can't even see him, but you can smell his breath, and you can feel him. You can feel him as he enters you, as he takes you. Yes, it's not just simply lovemaking. No, this man is taking you. He's pounding into you, his hands on you, holding you, crushing, squeezing. There's nothing gentle about what's happening now. No, you are definitely being raped by this man. He is taking you hard and fast. He is simply taking you. And despite yourself, if you could, you'd be moaning right now. He's filling you with his cock, taking you hard and fast as you lie there, paralyzed, unable to do anything, unable to even moan. You can feel your breathing, hot and ragged. You can't moan. You can't say a word. You're just simply being taken by this man. And suddenly you hear him groan. You hear him moan. And you feel him. Yes, you feel him come inside of you as he's raping you, as he's taking you. He moans. And he comes. And his grip loosens. They're not done with you yet. No, they're not done with you at all. He pulls out and you hear someone else say, "I'm next." There seems to be an eagerness about it. An eagerness. Kind of evilness to the laugh. As he climbs on you and begins taking you. He's not as big as the first man. But he seems to have a violent joy to it. He's holding you and pounding into you. Hard and fast, almost feels as if he's slamming into you. And as he continues, taking you violently, taking you so very, very hard, you suddenly feel something else. You feel something splash on your face. You feel it. And then another drop, or two, or three, and you know that someone is coming on you. First a couple of splashes on your face, then one all over your breasts. And as the first man comes all over your face, the second one laughs, and then, just as suddenly, he too comes inside of you. Then you hear them all gathering themselves up, laughing, enjoying how helpless you were. And then just simply walking out of the room, leaving you, laying there, helpless, motionless, paralyzed, unable to move at all. And as you lay there, you wonder what will happen next. But it's nothing, just the silence and the paralysis until you fall into a deep, deep sleep, and sleep all night long. And in the morning, you'll wake back up, and the paralysis will be gone, and you'll be back to yourself, and you'll have remembered everything that happened to you. You may or may not have even enjoyed it, but you'll remember it completely and clearly. Yes, that's what's going to happen to you tonight when you go to bed. That's what's going to happen tonight when you go to sleep. You won't remember that it's going to happen. No, not until it does. You won't remember anything that was in this file. Not until it happens tonight. And then it will happen, and you will be taken and used while you are paralyzed, helpless in your bed. And each and every time you listen to the file, it will happen again. There may be variations on what happens to you. There may be larger or smaller numbers of men. They may take you in different places than I described. Your own imagination will fill in those little gaps, deciding how ruthless or gentle they may be. But you will lie in bed, paralyzed and helpless, experiencing being raped in your own bed, while completely and utterly helpless. Yes, that is what is going to happen to you tonight when you go to bed. But for now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake with no memory of what's in the file. None whatsoever. You'll just simply wake up, refreshed, and awake on the count of five. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed the file.